Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovation. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Welcome back. We are back here in the studio. Been on the road with the Innovation Tour into Asia Pacific. So spent 2 weeks in Japan. Spent New Zealand doing some innovation workshops, and then going on to Sydney, Australia, spent some time there, and then now back here in the studio. So this week we have a special guest, somebody who's actually been on the show before, back in August of 15. But we have him back here today specifically because he's got a new book coming out that I think you, the listeners, are going to be keenly interested in. So today's guest is Noah Scallon. How you doing,
Hi.
Noah?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, no. For those of you who want to go back and find the old show, good luck. it was early in the radio side, not in the podcast, but it was an early radio show, so I will discount it there. But Noah was on the show originally because he had done this one-year challenge of a skull a day and actually created 365 skulls. Okay, we can get into a whole separate topic about the twisted thinking about why skulls. But that resulted in a book. It resulted in, you know, a lot of notoriety because literally you did this every day with a variety of different materials, painting, 3D sculpturing, using other objects. So that now has translated into some additional work, and you've been actually doing a lot of performance art. But before we jump into all that, let's give the listeners a little bit of your background. So let's talk a little bit about yourself. What's your background, and how did you get to this point in
sure.
your life?
Well, so both my parents are artists. So I grew up in an art household. My folks taught at a university here in Richmond, Virginia, where I'm from, and grew up in that environment as well. I ended up going to school for theater design, of all things, because I wanted to do creative work for a living. And I was trying to find some professions where I could be creative and make money. And as I was graduating, I shifted into graphic design. I spent many, many years first working for other folks and then running my own business as a graphic designer. And all of that led to this Skull a Day project, really, because I was trying to manage this idea of being, you know, a professional creative and stay excited and, you know, inspired. And that gets harder and harder the longer you do it, really.
So, you know, everybody that's listening, you can hop over to killinnovations.com. I'll have Noah's resume and CV so you can kind of see his background. So, but here's a question I want to ask you, because Noah, I know you've got a lot of different interests. What's one thing about you that is not in your standard resume?
Now this is great because I feel like I'm in an interview and I'm supposed to be like, here's this. I mean, I juggle. Not great, but I do that. what are the ones you're supposed to put on there? I was a ballet dancer. That's something most people don't know about me.
What I find interesting about you, though, is your band.
Oh, okay.
That sure.
I'm burying the lead, as they say. Yes. So I'm a space pirate, is the truth. I have this long-form multimedia art project called League of Space Pirates, and the idea is to create a universe that then other people can play in, sort of a sandbox that's open to lots of creative folks to basically manifest the things that they wish they were doing but didn't have time or energy or inspiration to do. And I'm kind of giving them an opportunity to do that. So we have a web show, we have a comic book in the works, I put out a book of short stories, we play shows, we have an album. The next big thing coming up in September is I actually been invited, it's almost gonna be about 100 artists were invited to create works within the universe to help expand the sort of fiction that we're sort of presenting as reality. So it's just, it's a fun thing to do, and it's sort of my creative outlet that's on the side of my regular creative job.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that I find so interesting, right? Because I have a day job. I'm a CEO, right? My creative outlet for the last 13 years has been the show, right?
Sure.
You're creative every day, and you still need your own kind of your creative distraction, I guess, is a better way of explaining it.
Yeah, well, I think because even like when I make my own art now, so I should say that post the Scull of Day project, what really happened is I shifted my career from being a commercial artist to being really focusing on fine art and then also consulting, so corporate consulting around innovation and creativity. So all of my sort of interests have always been the focus of my regular work, and I really try to spend as much of my time as possible doing things that I love to do. But even then, you're on a track. You're like, here's the art I make, or here's the thing I do, and you sort of have to do that. And so the projects I do outside of that are the outlet for me to try something else that maybe I'm not allowed to do or I'm not, known for in the other parts of my career.
See, now Noah, you're gonna cut me off of Facebook because I get to see everything you do. So he's going, okay. Yes. He asked me about my band because he saw it on Facebook.
Right. I don't mind. No, that's all out there, and it's fine. If that's something I get to be known for in the future, I'll be happy.
So. Since you were last time on the show, one of the things that you started doing is performance art. So it started let you explain it, but you're using kind of materials to create these images, but you kind of got into it just by the fact that you challenge yourself to do it.
Yeah, so I've been creating these large-scale public installations, and they're temporary. So, I would call them like installation art, but I think there's a performative aspect to them because.
Oh, come on! I watched all the students standing along around the outside of the ropes on the one, trying to figure out what the heck this thing is you're doing.
Yeah, so what I'm doing is I'm creating anamorphic portraits of sort of innovators and people that I think are important that we should be talking about. I'm using everyday objects, and I'm doing it. This anamorphic thing is such that it's only really visible from one point in space. And so when it's happening live, people are walking around going, what is this? What's happening? Why is this here? And when they're finally able to see it, this is this great moment of them making this sort of connection in their mind to, wow, I didn't even realize what was happening around me. I didn't know what I was seeing, and I'm getting this other experience of the world, and I'm changing my perspective in a very literal way. And then they have to think about their technology that they're interfacing with. Usually they look through a camera to see the pieces. How is their brain interacting with the world? So it's this sort of this great means of using art to engage people. And the ones you've seen, for instance, the most recent, one of the most recent ones I did was at the Virginia Commonwealth University School of Business, where I'm the artist in residence. And so really, I mean, here's an incredibly unusual environment, and it's really fun for me as an artist. And I'm putting myself on the line. I mean, the most recent one I did was made out of non-perishable items like toiletries and food that's, cans and boxes. I'd never worked with them before, and I'm doing this publicly for the first time. It's like trying to do a magic trick with everyone watching you, and you've never practiced, which is, if anybody knows about magic, you should not do that. So it's sort of like a daredevil stunt in a way. But it's a great, creative inspiration, because I'm then forced to really deal with challenges, right? Solve problems in the moment, figure out how to engage people and talk about the issues that are important to me and important to them. And so it's this great process that sort of awakens all these other interesting topics around it.
Yeah, and the fact is each one of these is unique because you're using different materials, whether it be non-perishables or clothing. I've seen the clothing one, and like you said though, it's also temporary because once you complete it, people can look at it, but then it goes away. It's not like a traditional art permanence to it.
Right. And very intentionally so. I was really inspired by the sand mandalas of the Buddhist monks that they create mm-hmm. those temporary beautiful works of art. It takes a long time, and then they're blown away at the end. They just sort of swipe them up and they discard them, and it's like, that's the point, right? Is that about what's happening in the moment and letting go of that preciousness about our work and understanding that's what's more important, this the interactions and the things that happen afterwards. So they usually only remain a couple days or a week at most, and then only the memories and the documentation remains.
So talk briefly, we got just a couple of minutes here before we have to take a break, but talk briefly about what's it like to be an artist in residence in a business school.
It's fantastic. I tell people all the time, I have the best job right now because I'm coming into environments like corporate headquarters, or in this case, a business school, that I'm not the expert in what they do at all, but I'm the expert in what I do. And what I do is so unlike what they do that there's this great appreciative audience who, frankly, at the same time is like, really, why are you here? Is this justified? Why are we spending money on this? So I do have to prove my value, but that happens when I do my work. When they see the installation and they're moved by it, or they're questioning, or they're having this moment of awakening around this, then it's all like, oh, that's why this is happening. And so it's super satisfying for me because these people are excited to have me in the space. I'm doing something completely unusual, and I'm having an opportunity for them to help realize their vision, which is to, drive the future of business through creativity, because they recognize that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and in one of the videos I saw, one of the students was commenting on the fact that because of the art that you do, it causes people to recognize that they need to look at things differently. They just can't trust their eyes on what's really there. And I think that was probably the best encapsulation, I think, of some of your work. So when we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation with Noah. We're going to hear more about his work, but also we're going to hear about his book that's coming out here in April. Is it out already?
It is out.
Okay, so it's out. So we're going to talk about the book, and then we're going to continue the conversation. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. And we're going to be right back after this short commercial break. Stay right there. Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are continuing our conversation with Noah Scallon. Noah is an artist who has been on the show once before, back a couple of years ago. He's probably most well-known online. Actually, you won a Webby Award, right, for your...
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so Noah's a winner of the Webby Award, which is, I don't know, best way to describe it is kind of the Oscars for the online community, for his Skull a Day project, which then now has morphed into a whole series of things. And I'm going to bet, Noah, that when you started the Skull a Day, you could not project to where you are today.
Not even close. I frequently get asked about my Martha Stewart appearance, and that was one of those ones where you're like, I can't believe that making skulls got me there. So, yeah.
Well, I can't. Well, you and I had a discussion. If you want to hear the background on how Skull came around, you can go back and listen to the previous show. But if I recall correctly, you started off this as just a personal project that then you started sharing, and it kind of got legs of its own. But it was really kind of a, how do you inspire yourself? How do you challenge yourself on an everyday basis? Because you were still doing normal work, and you were still on the hook for the Skull a Day.
That's right. Yeah, it was really, you know, I'd just gotten burned out in the commercial art field and just felt like I wasn't making, you know, new and innovative work. I was kind of just stagnating. The clients weren't giving me new challenges. I was like, what can I do to get out of this? And it was totally a random idea to do it. It really just came to me in a moment. And I just started small and started doing this little personal thing just to motivate myself. But I shared it with other people because I knew I needed that, incentive. And it really helped to have other people checking in because then I felt obliged to do it. What I didn't expect was that it would go viral. And then, you know, suddenly it was thousands and thousands of people from all over the world every single day, which really made me up my game, but also really stressed me out. But then I got all this great stuff out of it, so it was totally worth it.
Well, that's it. You're thinking you're going to do this little side project, and yeah, all of a sudden the side project becomes the thing.
Yeah, like, right? The biggest thing I'd ever done, and it was totally just a whim.
Yeah, well, that's like Tim Ferriss. Tim will tell you that he started the podcast just as kind of a little side creative outlet thing, and now it's the thing, mm-hmm, you know, for yeah, him. So you did that, but you challenged yourself to do one a day for 365 days. There's people out there that have done like photo a day kind of, mm-hmm, projects, those kinds of things. But you now have taken what started, which was that Skull a Day, and now breaking it down, and you've had online sites for a while where you've allowed people to kind of participate in these challenges. Talk a little bit about that. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, when I did the project, what I noticed that was sort of more interesting was not only my own journey, but that other people were really excited and it got them inspired to do it. And so I started doing books and teaching all around this idea of like daily creative practice, because really the practices of artists are super valuable outside of the art world. They're really, there's this opportunity for people to tap into these tools that artists have always used to stay consistently innovative, but they have to be introduced to them. And this idea of doing daily work where it's not about perfection, you know, you can't make brilliant stuff every single day, but you can at least make progress and get momentum and, you know, develop that flywheel effect that we all know from good to great. It's like, here's where it is in action, which is just to keep doing stuff. And that makes a difference. But you also have to do a lot of it. Like, you can't just do a couple days and get something. It's like going to the gym. We often talk about this work as exercise. You know, if you go to the gym, you're going to be like, oh, I did one day of weightlifting and I'm not strong, so why am I going to bother to weightlift anymore?
Exactly. Right?
It's the wrong mindset.
Exactly. This is, and actually, I just, when I was in Auckland, New Zealand, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was teaching these workshops, and part of it was about exercising the creative muscle. And it's the analogy of, you're not going to be a couch potato on Friday and run a marathon on Monday.
Yeah.
Right? So you got to get up off the couch. Maybe you walk around your couch a few times, and then you work around your house, and then you get up, you can walk the block, and then, you know, right? And the same thing with the creative muscle. And part of it is, and I don't know, this is my personal opinion, right? I don't teach it. This is your bailiwick. But, you know, it's hard. I mean, people forget about the fact that I think they've lost something, right? That creativity is natural, but we kind of lose it. It's kind of beat out of us over time. And then this becomes a way to kind of refine that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm frequently in rooms full of people who say, I don't have a creative bone in my body. And we're always like, well, you have the wrong metaphor, right? Because creativity is a muscle, and you have it. You just haven't developed those muscles in a while, right? Every child is creative. Like, there's no question about that. And so it's more like, how do you tap back into that? And the tools we're using are the tools that basically allow people to recognize, like, oh, it's not what I think it is. It's not the bolt out of the blue. It's not the sudden inspiration that you wait for. It's not the lightning bolt, you know. It's just getting to work and showing up and doing stuff that you don't always think is great. I mean, I literally just did this the other day. I made something because I had to, because I'm participating right now in one of our creative sprints, and put it out in the world. And I did not feel good about it. I was like, man, this was not my greatest work. And people loved it. I went back on and there were all these positive comments, and that made me feel different about that. Now I'm like, maybe I should explore that further. Maybe that's a new body of work. I wouldn't have thought that otherwise, and I wouldn't have made it otherwise.
So talk a little bit about some of the corporate work that you're doing, because you and your sister now have teamed up. Because she also has an art background, correct?
Yep. She went to art school as well. And we, you know, so again, we grew up with art parents. And so we were always making art and doing projects. And after I did the Scala Day and started doing these corporate talks, kind of just happened accidentally, I started getting asked to do these talks. And I was kind of even understand the connection that was being made yet. But as I started to decipher it, I was really enjoying this. And she was the one that came to me and said, there's a business here. Do you mind if I develop it? I was like, no, that's great. And so that was what allowed me to shift out of the world of being a commercial artist, commercial designer, marketing, branding person into a consultancy, was her recognizing the value and building it. And so we really, you know, this cadre of clients, we work with a lot of Fortune 100 folks, but folks at a variety of different levels, but all basically saying, look, we know creativity is valuable. We know it's one of the number one skills that people are looking for now. But we also recognize that we didn't study it in business school. So how do we learn this? How do we gain this? How do we make this part of our skill set so that we can deal with the current world, which is incredibly volatile?
So in the work you do, is it primarily public speaking? Is it workshops where you actually get their hands dirty?
Yeah, so it's executive training. There's a variety of levels of this development, but the goal really is that we're always doing a hands-on work with people. So it's like, I certainly will do talks and then workshops, and then we're looking to the long-term piece, because what we know about practice, like any other practice, is you got to do it for many days, right? And you can't just show up and do the talk and be like, here's my genius 30-minute thing, and now you got it. I mean, you might be like, that was cool. And if I run you through an exercise, you might be like, wow, it's something I can do. But until you're really forced to practice it, do you really embody it and embrace it, and it becomes a habit, which is what we're aiming for.
Yeah, and this leads into then what you took both from the Scala Day, the sprints that you've been doing through online for quite some time, along with your corporate speaking, that ultimately led to the book. We got to take a quick commercial break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk specifically about these concepts of these sprints or 30-day exercises or challenges to really help people kind of find that creative muscle and tone it up. So Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. We got to take this quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to continue on our conversation with Noah, learn more about his new book that is just out. You are going to want to pick this up. Trust me. I've read it already. You're going to love it. So stay tuned. More with Noah. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Part of my program, getting from there to here, being able to ride my bike 620 miles every single year from San Francisco to San Diego, is because my friends here at Superbeats. You know, in 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide and the effects on the body. Doctors now refer to it as body's miracle molecule. Every one of the guys in my studio is taking this stuff. In the last 4 weeks that I've taken this, I'm going to say I'm sleeping better, my knees are better, my nutrition better. By the way, beets are a nutritional gold mine. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, all can help circulation, help maintain healthy blood pressure levels. I am confident. You buy 1 month supply of Superbeets, I'm going to give you a 1 month supply free. Also, remember the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results. I know it's working. I feel better. I feel more energy. You're going to feel better, too. Super Beats. Call right now, 800-808-0687. That's 800-808-0687. Or go to SullyBeats.com. That's SullyBeats.com.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess, it's about reclaiming your life. And that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Before we jump back into this segment, I just want to say a quick shout-out and a thank you to our sponsor today, which is Zoom. Now, if you're not familiar with Zoom, all of the video, and we have guests join into the show, they use Zoom to connect with the studio. That's how we collaborate with them. Now, I've been using Zoom for over a year, both here in the studio, but also in my day job as a CEO. And I'm literally on Zoom every day with my team scattered out all over the world. Now, what I have found is Zoom just delivers flawless video, just great audio, and one of the best collaborative environments for where you can work together on projects using this tool. It's just fantastic. Now, I'm not the only one that thinks Zoom is such a great thing, right? Gartner just recently named Zoom the new leader in its Magic Quadrant for web conferencing. So give it a try. We've made arrangements with Zoom to get you a free account. You can go to killerinnovations.com/Zoom. That free account will allow you to host sessions with up to 50. That's right, 50, up to 50 people. So go try it out. Hop on over, get your free account, and drop me a note. Let me know what you think. So Noah, let's pick up in our conversation, which was you've been doing these challenges or sprints, as you've called them, for quite some time, starting off with the Skull a Day and then ultimately leading up to the book that you've got here, which is Creative Sprint, 6 30-Day Challenges to Jumpstart Your Creativity. So talk about how the book came about and then what is in the book.
Sure. So as I mentioned, my business partner is also my sister, Micah, and she was the one that helped me craft what I had been doing through Skull a Day and the corporate work I had started doing into a real business. And one of the things that happened was we realized that, you know, it's really daunting to take on a 365-day project. They're huge. They really are marathons. And as you were talking about, it's not easy to just jump into one. You really have to work up to it. And so we talked about how we could make it even easier to lower the bar even further for people to try this, because it's worth trying. You really get amazing stuff out of it. And you can get that stuff pretty quickly. And so she suggested, can we do a 30-day version, which is really where that threshold for making things into a habit is. And so we were like, yeah, let's test it out. And what we did was we built it out and just threw it out to the public, said, here's a free thing, sign up. I think we had a couple hundred people sign up for the first one. We only wanted 100 people. We ended up with a couple hundred. And it went amazingly. And so then we scaled up really fast. We're about 5,000 plus people, I think, worldwide right now that are participating on every platform. And that's only the ones we know about on our mailing list. There's actually lots of them that go to businesses where it then gets distributed to their lists. And basically, it worked. We knew it worked. I knew it worked because I'd interviewed almost 1,000 people who've done year-long daily projects or daily projects of varying lengths and seen the results. And so we knew it worked, but it was great to actually see that the structure that we could put together and put out there and say, here it is, do something every day, share it publicly. And then, you know, the goal being that you reflect on this experience and figure out how to apply it to whatever it is that you do. The goal being to just, you know, do this little workout. And it's a sprint because it really is. And it's also familiar to people who might come up in the sort of world of dealing with agile. If you deal with the lean startup model, like any of this stuff, this should be familiar. And what we're really trying to be saying is, you know, there's design thinking and then this is artist making or art doing, and that these really sync together and create opportunities by meshing and making things happen versus, you know, I think a lot of it is theoretical or people talk about this or it's ideas or it's in people's heads. And our goal is really to have people physically make things. they're not great things. It's just that they're doing, and that doing gets you moving. And once you're moving, opportunities arise and you make things that lead to possibilities that get much greater.
Now, in the case of the sprints, there are six of them in the book. But as you point out, though, they're not just random sprints. They're actually designed to actually, you know, focus on an area, right? As an sure. example, I think this number six was on inspiration. Inspiration is everywhere, sprint number six.
Yep.
So talk a little bit about how you chose those six as far as the exercises.
Yeah, so when I did my own Scholaday, I discovered there were a set of skills that I was really realizing in this process. Because as a professional creative, I never really thought about how my creativity worked. I just did it. And then when it was gone, I was like, oh, how does it work? And so I really drilled down in my post-Scholaday experience to like, what are the core concepts here? What are the ideas? And so things like dream small, which really is about, you know, focusing on the small elements that you can build up to big ones rather than trying to leap giant hurdles that you get frustrated by, or things like let go of preciousness, you know, which is this idea about perfectionism that we have, where we're like, oh, you know, we want to be perfect all the time. And then that prevents us to trying new things and innovating. And so what we did with these sprints was really say, you know, all of these are valuable skills to learn, but if there's one that's, you know, you're like, man, I just need to work on this one, seeing opportunities around me that I'm missing, I could really drill down with one of these sprints and sort of focus in on it, though you do get all of the skills from all of them, because that's what's great about them is really, it's sort of remarkable how you can do a tiny thing. When I do corporate workshops, what I'll often do is have people do iterative work where I'm saying, you know, you're going to make a lot of something in a short amount of time, and it seems like nothing could happen in 20 minutes, 30, 40 minutes. And inevitably, I see people go from zero to inspired, from, you know, dull spaces where nothing's happening to spaces where people are excited and have innovations. And I'm saying, look at how fast that happened. It doesn't take much time. You can do these sprints daily and use 5-10 minutes of your time. You can, you know, certainly use much more, but you still get useful stuff out of a short amount of time if you do it on a regular basis.
And so would you recommend then, you know, somebody that really wants to beef up their creativity skills then to work through all six, do them in order, pick whichever one kind of tickles their fancy? How would someone best experience the book?
I think, again, the goal is not to overwhelm yourself. So I think the best thing to do is try one, and, you know, don't set yourself up for a fall here. Just be like, hey, do whatever, but do share it publicly or share it to somebody because it's really, really important. But just try to get through one. And if at the end of that one, you're like, man, I got ideas, I'm done, put it away, come back to it when you're feeling like you need it again. If you're like, nope, or wow, I'm so excited, I love this experience, keep going through the whole book and then buy a second copy to do it for a whole year if you want. You know, I mean, the point is that it's about getting you going. And I've run into some people who said, well, I was a week in and then, you know, this happened and should I do that or should I keep doing? And the point is, if you got something from it, then that's the point, right? It did its job. I did a personal one. It wasn't one of the public ones. I just set myself up on it, you know, one January when, you know, you get to that end of the year and the phone's not ringing yet. And you're like, what's happening? I need to do something. I need to be making things. I just started one. And a week in, I did something I'd never done before. I worked with the material I'd never worked with. And that one day led to an exhibition, to commissions, to all this other stuff that came out of it. And it was because I did something I wouldn't have done otherwise had I not set myself up with this little practice that was not related to my regular work on the side.
Well, that's it. I think it's the unintended consequences, which is a positive thing, not negative consequence. But, you know, you don't know where it's going to lead. And therefore, then taking that risk. And do you get any kind of pushback from people that says, okay, I know you're big on making it public, but then people struggle with this fear of public failure,
yeah,
right? How do you talk them through that?
We literally have a section that's ifs, ands, and buts in the book because we get so much of that pushback. It's terrifying. And frankly, like we have to say, it feels that way to us too. Like I'm afraid to share work I don't feel good about. But what I've learned is it's worth doing. And I think that's the thing you're trying to teach yourself. And so when you do it with something that there is a low value to, something like this, where you're like, look, this isn't actually my real work. This is just a little practice. And if I can find on that I had good experiences, then I'm reprogramming my brain to be ready for that when I need to do that in other circumstances, right? So it's developing habits. It's scary, but it's worth doing. It's hard, but it's worth doing. So we try to make it easy as possible.
Right. So we got to wrap it up here. No, before you go, book is out. It's available at all the major online stores today. So people can find it. Creative Sprint, 6 30-day challenges to jumpstart your creativity. Get it. Trust me, you're going to love it. If people want to follow what you're doing, though, what's the best way for people to keep track of what you're up to?
Well, they should sign up at creativesprint.co for the Creative Sprint. We're in the midst of it right now, and you can do one publicly and try it out for free. And I'm on Twitter at Noah Scalin and Instagram at Noah Scalin as well. ALR Creates is our Twitter handle for the company, and Creative Sprint's on Instagram as well.
Well, we'll have all of those coordinates on the site. So you can go over to killerinnovations.com, pick up the show notes. We'll have all of Noah's coordinates. Hey, Noah, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule on a Sunday to come join and share with the listeners. I do greatly appreciate that. And keep on doing what you're doing, man. I just love your stuff that you're putting up on Facebook and up on Instagram. It is very inspiring. Trust me, you're going to want to get this book. I'm not kidding. This thing is going to rock your world from the standpoint of really getting yourself inspired. So, Noah, keep up the great work. You're an inspiration and greatly appreciate that. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. When we come back, we're going to wrap up. I'm going to give you some updates on what's going on here at the show and give you some opportunities to pipe in and give us your thoughts and your input. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number...
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations, and I want to take this last segment giving you some updates. I've been on the road for the last 4 weeks with the Innovation Tour. I'm going to save that for a future show to kind of walk through what an Innovation Tour is and what I did over those 4 weeks, which is basically my approach to recharging myself, getting my creativity, you know, refueled to be able to do what it is I do. So before I left, I mentioned something that we were about to launch, and today I'm going to share with you specifically about what that is. And that is, we now have launched the Killer Questions card deck. For some of you that have been longtime listeners, this is the card deck that you've been waiting for. So this is a card deck. It was actually it's based on the questions in the book, and there's 40 questions in the card deck. They are grouped just like we have them in the book, in the who, what, or how, different colors for everyone. They are printed. The printer that we actually use is one that does professional playing cards. So they're durable, they're designed, you can throw them in your briefcase. Some people have taken them and do random questions out of them. People are now using them for some brainstorming sessions, some early people who've gotten sets of these cards. For some of you that have been longtime listeners of Killer Innovations, you've been begging me for the entire list of questions. This is what I call volume one. There will be future volumes. So volume one is the first 40 questions broken down into who, the customer, who gets value from your idea, the what, the questions that will trigger ideas for new products, new services, and then the how, what ideas and innovations can you create to actually improve and drive your business. Now, where can you get these? Right now, they're only available on the store, which is innovation.tools. We're going to run the first print run through the online store. So innovation.tools, you can buy them. We had somebody last week order 40 decks. So we've got a limited number, so you want to hop over there and grab those. As we see how that goes and we get some feedback, we might make some minor tweaks, but right now the feedback has been incredibly positive and strong. Then we will move it so that it actually becomes available on Amazon and other online sites to make it easier for you to track them down and get them, use them for yourselves or give them to your teams, however you want to use it. And a shout out goes to Seth Taylor at Stotion. The Stotion team was the team that actually did the design. Seth is a longtime listener of the podcast, a friend. He's been a guest on this show. His team just did a phenomenal job. For instance, you know, the questions are on the front, and then the sparking questions are on the back. There's a couple hidden, you know, what they call Easter eggs, little things that are hidden into the deck. See if you can find them. They just did a phenomenal job. So the card deck's out. Go to innovation.tools, and you can pick up the card deck there. And would love to hear how you use them, different ways you tried using them, and thoughts about future volumes for the card decks. We will, like I said, this is just volume one. We have about 120 questions total in the full deck. I just used 40 in the first book, and that's what is in the card deck today. So, good news, they're available. You can now buy them. Hop on over to innovation.tools. Another announcement that we're making today is that HP is actually becoming a sponsor for Killer Innovations. I'm really excited about this, that they've come on, become a sponsor of the show. Now, why would HP sponsor the show? Well, it's both mine and HP's priority to help others unleash their creativity, whether it be using technology to unleash that creativity with printing and 3D printing now, or unique kinds of computing platforms. Now, following my retirement as the CTO at HP, I've watched HP take and achieve success with new products and new services. And they're tackling some of the toughest challenges we're facing today, such as security and privacy for your information. Now, some will say I'm biased, you know, but honestly, HP creates great products that I believe in. And again, we take on sponsors for products we actually use. Now, in fact, when we were designing this studio, the team that designed it, which wasn't me, I hired, you know, experts to design the studio, they actually chose HP as the platform without direct influence from me. So from that standpoint, the studio is already a full HP studio. All the servers and workstations, everything that runs everything here at Killer Innovations is HP platforms, and it's been great products. So I'm just announcing that they're picking up the sponsorship. There'll be more information coming soon, so stay tuned as we launch this relationship. So, and with that, what I would also ask, though, is support our sponsors. They're important. They need to hear from you, need to hear that you heard about their products or services here at Killer Innovations, because it helps them see value for the support they give us and the support that in turn allows me to support, for instance, the nonprofit charities that we fund, such as HackingAutism.org and Pioneer Education Africa. So both Zoom and HP, in addition to the show, have also been sponsors for the nonprofits. So they are aligned with my objectives of taking the success that I have, paying it forward, and helping others. So again, it is important. Support our sponsors. Let them know that you heard about it, about them, and appreciate them through what they're doing and sponsoring here at Killer Innovations. And so with that, we're going to wrap up today's show. I greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us here and be part of this. And if you've got questions or feedback, drop me a note, phil@killerinnovations.com. Would greatly appreciate hearing from you, hearing your feedback, hearing your thoughts, your ideas, guests you think we should have on the show. Hope you enjoyed Noah Scalin. Great guy. Very inspirational. Check out his stuff. Visit coronavisions.com with the show notes. I'll have all of his contact info. And don't forget, grab his book. With that, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.